You're listening to SBS News.
This standoff between Medibank and a group of anonymous hackers, their whereabouts unknown, has gone on for almost 3 weeks, with the data of millions held hostage. Yesterday, Medibank dug in, saying it would not pay a ransom, and has provoked this threat. A group linked to cybercriminals posted on the dark web that data will be published in 24 hours. The post continued, "P.S. I recommend to sell Medibank stocks." On Tuesday morning, Medibank shares plunged 2.5%. In a statement, the company acknowledged the threat but did not confirm its credibility. Its CEO said it's a distressing development for customers, but he's standing firm against any ransom payment. Cybersecurity expert Nigel Fair from UNSW says that's seen as the responsible approach to discourage this behaviour.
I mean, they're definitely doing the right thing by not paying it. The best way to get rid of this insidious cyber criminal activity is really just to stop paying. That's what will break the back of this activity.
Many customers are now joining a class action mounted by two law firms, Bannister Law and Centennial Lawyers. George Newhouse is from Centennial Lawyers and says the public is angry.
We've been swamped with inquiries this morning. In fact, we've had to shut down our switchboard because we've received so many calls.
He's fighting for a multi-billion dollar settlement, which could be worth up to half the company's worth.
We need a real remedy for individuals, and I don't want to hear corporates saying that they're the victims. It's the 9 million customers of Medibank who are the victims, and Medibank had a duty to do their utmost to ensure that that data was not accessed. And let's get to the bottom of how that happened.
Today at a Senate estimates hearing, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw confirmed the organisation had received assistance from America's FBI to investigate the attack.
These individuals and or syndicates operate, as you know, globally, and we're not just talking to the Bureau, there are other police forces in the Five Eyes group.
He said Medibank has been cooperative with authorities, but several Australian businesses in the past have failed to report similar incidents and have given in to ransomware demands.
And we're aware of Australian companies who have been breached, who've made payments through US law firms that have not reported it as a
Indeed.
Crime.
There are some things customers can do to mitigate the risk, as ASIC Deputy Chair Sarah Court explains.
There are a range of things. So firstly, notify your bank and your financial institution, including your superannuation fund, because we are seeing superannuation scams on the increase as well. Monitor your bank accounts really closely, more than you ever have before, to detect for any sign of unlawful activity. Change your passwords.
For many Medibank customers, a nervous wait remains to see what happens next with their data. Naveen Razik, SBS News.